from 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Well, we got a lot to do today. Tony Morrell, 8:05, reviewing the Gamecocks win in Nashville, previewing the Gamecocks trip to Lexington. We'll do that at 8:05 this morning. We're going to review Dabo Swinney's call-in show with Zach Orr coming up here in a second, in which he talked about the decision to name Trevor Lawrence the starting quarterback this week. We'll get into that. We'll get into the future plans. Really what the offense could look like moving forward. How much is Kelly Bryant still in the plans? Other things that came out yesterday, like Tony Elliott talking about the running back position and some things that are going on there, including Feaster pushing Travis Etienne for more playing time. Got some college football odds to get to. We have ACC Players of the Week, Travis Etienne, ACC Back of the Week, Trevor Lawrence, ACC Rookie of the Week. Found out yesterday, Gamecocks and Missouri at noon on the SEC Network. South Carolina's season's on the SEC Network. That's all it is, play SEC Network games. And Clemson and Wake Forest, six-day hold on that one. Three different networks involved, either 3:30 or 8 o'clock. So we'll find out that coming up on Sunday. Bad news, NFL. Jimmy Garoppolo is out for the year with a torn ACL, the promising career and promising franchise for the 49ers down this year now as a result of that. Speaking of the NFL last night, Steelers go on the road, get a big win, 30-27 over Tampa Bay last night. Major League Baseball races, we're talking about the action from last night, first of all. And several teams to watch now because we have the National League Central race with the Cubs and the Brewers. And last night, the Cubs lost to the Pirates 5-1. The Brewers beat the Cardinals 6-4. We're watching the West race right now between the Dodgers and the Rockies. The Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 7-4. And the Rockies did not play last night. I'm right by saying that. Now, Rockies last night won, beat the Phillies 10-1. In the American League, in the wild card race to see who gets home field advantage, Yankees beat the Rays 4-1. And the A's last night beat the Mariners 7-3. So, here's what you're up against. We know Boston's won the American League East. The Indians won the Central. The Astros have won the West. And we know Astros in the playoffs hadn't won the West because they're only 4.5 up over the A's. But we know that now. In the National League, we know the Braves have won. That's the only division clinch so far. After last night, the Cubs' lead has been cut to 1.5 over the Brewers. Cardinals are 4.5 back. The Dodgers have 1.5 lead in the West over the Rockies. in the wild card standings right now. Yankees have a game and a half lead over the A's for the home field advantage in the wild card. And those two teams already clinched this. That's why you're worried about the American League. In the National League, the Brewers are a three-game lead over the Cardinals in the wild card. And the Rockies a half game behind the Cardinals for that second wild card spot. Ryder Cup starts on Friday. Teams arrived overnight, Sunday night. We'll get to that. And also, a couple of South Carolinians at the U.S. Mid-Am up in Charlotte. We'll give you some details of that coming up as well. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the ore that stirs the pot, Mr. Ore 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and the guy that we'll have segment two coming up for us here in a second, Mr. Zach Ore. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Prowler. How are you?
Man, blessed beyond belief.
Glad to see you got here in one piece. More a little slick out there this morning.
Yeah, it was a little surprised because I didn't think we were supposed to get rain tonight. It's supposed to get like Wednesday. A little chance of rain for Saturday.
I know it. I saw it.
I know.
I don't love it.
Maybe you need to stay here and work this and trade it for another week.
You think that's what I got to do?
I don't know. You know, I know you. You don't want to get out in kind of weather conditions.
No. I'm a delicate flower. I can't be out there in those kind of harsh conditions.
60% chance of rain on Saturday right now. I'm only 80, though.
That's rain we can do. Thunderstorms we cannot.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Happy to be here this morning. Nice little Tuesday show, it sounds like. I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah. What'd you get into yesterday? Did you hit some golf balls yesterday? Let's start
there.
Yeah,
I did something early. Let me see what I did early. Leaving here.
We did a show yesterday.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what did I do early? I don't know. And then hit some balls, a few golf balls. Played nine holes yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Did you?
Yeah, went out and just played nine. Worked on some stuff, man.
Mm.
Came home and watched a little of the Syracuse-UConn game last night. Syracuse is an interesting study. We'll talk about them more tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday.
Have we reached out to anybody from Syracuse?
Not yet, just because got sidetracked a little bit yesterday. Had to play nine holes instead. No, got sidetracked a little bit. But we'll do that. We'll have a Syracuse guest on tomorrow. We'll have a Kentucky guest on tomorrow, too.
Kentucky.
What did I miss? Let me read you some quotes, and then I want to find out what I missed from the call-in show last night.
Quotes. Go ahead.
Kelly has not done anything wrong. Kelly has played well, and the statistics bear that. It's just pure productivity and data. We've got four games for productivity and data. This kid has earned the opportunity to start this week. It's really no different. It's exactly where we've been in camp. In camp, it was all data-driven. We graded out. They walked down the hall. We graded out how they walked down the hall. It's close, but Kelly came out on top. He earned the opportunity to start, but Trevor earned the opportunity to go play. That's really where we are now. I don't see much difference than Trevor. I don't see much difference than Trevor has exceeded. Kelly has done well, but Trevor has exceeded when you look at the sheer data. So now it's the kind of opposite situation. Trevor doesn't have an 8-game contract. He has to play well. It's not like we have a guy in Kelly Bryant that we don't trust, who we don't believe in. Who we don't believe we can win at all with, because we do. That's just where we are this week. We certainly know how he can help our team, and we can find ways to continue to make it happen. I'm excited for Trevor and this opportunity for him, and we'll see what happens going forward. Proud of both of these guys. That was Dabo Swinney on this call-in show last night. Obviously, he said that. Did you hear him say that?
I wondered why that sounded so familiar.
Right.
Yeah, because I did hear him say that.
Was that the majority of the show last night, the quarterback situation?
Don actually opened up the show talking to Dabo about that to try to kind of get ahead of those questions and assume that they were going to be asked a lot. And he talked about that and talked about kind of how they're going to split the playing time. It sounds like Kelly is still going to play. To what extent, he didn't make crystal clear. But to be honest with you, Mickey, it sounded like a lot of the couple series and couple series rotation again. And we can talk about that, but that's just kind of where I fell last night on his conversation about it. Last night's call-in show was like every other call-in show. You maybe get a good question, and then you get a lot of... Well, Coach, we just love you up here. We appreciate you, Cody. And just thank you so much. And
I like it,
Coach. We just really love you down here in Belton. We just thank you. Oh, well, thank you very much. And then they hang up.
Did you get anybody saying, Coach, you came down here and spoke at Monk's Corner a couple years ago, and I shook your hand down and got to fish me. You remember me?
No, we have one guy.
I love that.
One guy.
I love that.
Coach, I ran into you at travel baseball a couple years ago. You were on the other bleachers, but, you know, I ran into you.
Yeah. I love that, man. I think that's great.
We got through it, but it was nice. A lot of phone calls last night. We didn't get to a lot of them because there were just too many. But
I would venture to say this. In segment two this morning with Zach Orr, I would say that we're talking Clemson quarterbacks.
Well, if you're going to pull, you know, if you want to do it, we can do it. If you're going to pull my leg about it, we're going to do it.
Okay.
But if you don't want to do it, we're out.
Okay.
We'll just ignore the fact that Clemson has made a change at quarterback.
No.
We'll ignore the fact
what the heck
that we've been talking about said change since the spring game. We'll just ignore that.
Give the people what they want.
We'll ignore it if you want to.
No. Let's go ahead and give the people what they want. Something that came out. I'll save segment two for you. Something else that came out yesterday is Tony Elliott talking about Tavion Feaster is pushing for playing time. He said, just to clarify, that wasn't really Travis's fault, said the interception. Well, that was really Travis's fault, the interception on the screen game. Because we're trying to run a little screen to him. He didn't get enough of the defensive end. He sold it too quick. The defensive end then didn't rush because of timing. Obviously, Trevor would like for him to try to throw that away. But that was more of a situation where Travis didn't execute his job that he was supposed to. He says that I think Tavion now is playing at a very high level in back-to-back games. Tavion's a guy I have always had to challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of him because now I'm starting to see his demeanor every single day in practice, and you're seeing him be more productive in games. Obviously, Travis is very productive with the ball, but without the ball, I've got to challenge him to play better in pass protection. The first sack, he was doing a little too much. He shouldn't have been up in the offensive line. He should have been getting out in the route. So, therefore, he picks off the center, specifically in my position. Travis is being challenged every day. When we started Travis, we had a big lead, so he was getting 2 to 3 series before the other guys rotated. Now, because where Tavion is and Adam pushing that, Travis, every single play, that he brings it more particular without the ball. So
it is not a reflection of what he's doing with the ball.
Right.
Not at all, because he's the most talented running back with the ball right now.
I don't want to be an apologist for Trevor Lawrence, but what he says is that the interception was not Lawrence's fault. It was a weird play anyway on the screen where it kind of bounced off the helmet or back, you know. Some of those things. Maybe he should have just thrown the ball away. But it's just little things like that. Like, you remember on the Kelly Bryant interception, well, it was Galloway's fault rather than Bryant's fault, you remember? So little things like that you learn from the staff, and I think they're pretty honest about all that kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah.
But it's obvious. You know, let me say this about those two positions. If you ask me, the best offenses are one in which you have some mobility at quarterback, but not at the expense of throwing the ball and throwing the ball downfield because it helps the running game. And your running backs are the ones that really can run the ball more effectively. So the combination of Etienne and Lawrence, I think, give you a better chance than combination of Bryant, Feaster, Bryant, and Choice. It makes sense? Your best players, as far as what you're asking them to do, more, you know, why you're recruiting them. I always love this, like, basketball players that can't shoot, but you still recruit them. Like, wait a minute, you got to shoot the ball too. You know, like, a shooting guard who can't shoot. Well, he's a great defensive player. Got good handles.
Yeah. Etienne is the best running back. He's the first running back on this depth chart. I don't think that's going to change.
Right.
Having a guy to spell him every couple of.
You're a feaster guy. You say feed the feast.
Absolutely. Because I think he's unbelievably talented. He just hasn't realized that potential for whatever reason it's been so far. Having a guy to spell him and having a 1-2 punch back there, I don't think that's a bad thing, is it? It's a different position than quarterback. We can talk about quarterback and having a 1-2 punch all you want to. That's different. It's different. At running back, that it's almost preferred to have a fresh set of legs back there as much as possible.
I'm looking forward to getting with you in segment two about Bryant's role.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about it.
Look, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
We're going
to
talk about expected playing time for both of them and really just dive into this and see what we can dig up.
Mm. A lot of data out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that coming up. You see the throw charts yesterday that came out, those little flow chart throw charts?
I did.
Those were interesting.
They were.
So we'll talk about that. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good show today, buddy. Can't wait. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on our Northern Communication phone line. You can reach us on our healthcare text line, 986-1566, 986-1566. Both of those are area code 864s. And Twitter, anywhere in the world, Twitter, you can reach us. It's at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. You know, I'm going to be at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Friday. Chick-fil-A chicken minis and chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with honey butter. Man, that sounds good. Start your day out right with some chicken minis this morning. They introduced the newest seasonal menu now. Frosted Sunrise, available for limited time only. Actually, you know what? We're not even doing those anymore because now it's the end of September. So we're done with those. I can tell you this. Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Tiger Paw Biscuits on Friday. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
Can't wait for that.
You going to bring one back to the studio this time? Or?
For you and only you. That's it. Nobody
continue
else.
To not
I did it
do
for,
that.
For Brad and for Ben the other day, but for you, I'm doing it.
Unbelievable.
Finally, let me mention this. I just want to talk about Chick-fil-A. Get the app. Do the mobile app. Order there. Get everything done there. Pick it up there. Makes it easier on them, easier on you. You start earning credits towards free treats as well on the app.
You get a free sandwich with the download of the first time.
Man. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking my business right there. Now you got my attention. A little free Chick-fil-A. Come see us. Download the app. Come see us on Friday. Should be a good time. We're going to take a short break, my friend. We'll come back. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
Pendleton's 20th annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5. Featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3 bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
People too, I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juice you can.
Hey, you know, I'm not going to be here Friday, I told you. But I don't worry about you, buddy. I don't worry about you. Because you got probably one security studios. I don't worry about you, buddy, over there during when you're doing Tiger calls at night. It's dark. There's a lot of things that can happen. I don't worry about you, buddy. Tiger Priority One Securities. Told you our dogs, our house sitters past weekend. Wasn't worried. Priority One Securities. I feel secure with Priority One Securities. You know, the thing that's amazing to me is their technology of what we, when we first started securities years ago, did you think you'd have that Ring doorbell app or be able to put cameras everywhere and watch them or be able to get notified on your phone and be able to put the alarm on, or set the alarm from your phone or dim lights from your phone or set the temperature of your...
Not on my flip phone.
Of your, with your bag phone, do you ever think that you would be able to set the thermostat?
No.
Priority One, man. Good people. They protect us here, protect us at our homes. It's Priority One Security. You're going to love them. Absolutely love them.
Is your wife still sleeping?
No, she actually sent me a text.
So you could mess with her right now at the house?
I could. I could like dim lights and turn lights off and on.
Oh, please.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to her. Wouldn't do that to her at all.
Maybe the alarm go off like that. That's loud. It's a loud alarm.
It is a loud alarm, man. It's amazing how loud
it
is.
Test it real quick.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that.
I love you, honey. Good morning.
Segment two.
Now, it's obvious we're going to talk about segment two today because it's a big day in Tiger Town. Dabo Sweeney and the coaching staff has seen fit to make Trevor Lawrence the starting quarterback of a 4-0, number 3 ranked Clemson Tigers football team. The announcement came down yesterday. I got an email release about it, and then it went all over Twitter from the local beat writers.
You got a personal email from Dabo that says, hey, Zach, just a little heads up here.
We're going to change quarterbacks later on. Just going to let you know what's going on here. But no, did I get that? We got the blast from Ross Taylor, a little media advisory, which is nice to see. And everybody reacted accordingly. Now, it seems like there's majority and overwhelming positivity behind the move. There are some sour apples out there that feel like it's a disrespect move and Kelly should transfer immediately, and they don't think this is ever something that should have happened. There's a segment of the South Carolina fan base that believes that they're going to win the game in November now because Kelly Bryant's not the starting quarterback. There's a lot of interesting takes out there, and I'm curious to see if you came across any crazy ones. But majority, as far as I could see, very happy with this move yesterday.
I was counting while you were doing that. Yeah.
Oh, what would we counting? Live math on air. It's fantastic.
Two,
for
three,
Biggie.
Four, five.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think that everybody had an opinion on this because we heard about it since
he walked on campus.
Right. We had the countdown clock for the guy.
We had the countdown. You had the countdown
clock. I had the countdown clock on my phone for the guy. The number one player in the country, the number one quarterback anybody's ever seen, according to some of these guys. So, you know, that goes without saying. Look, Clemson fans, a large number, I don't know what percentage, but a large number of Clemson fans are soft, tender-hearted people who really love Kelly Bryant and don't want him, hurting. And that's understandable, and that's great, and I get it. A large percentage of Clemson fans want the best quarterback to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everybody's biased, but I think that most people see that the productivity shows that the offense is different. I'll give you some of those numbers to back that up.
Okay.
But South Carolina fans don't really have a say in it. If I'm South Carolina fans, and Kelly Bryant beat me bad and on my home turf last year, and Trevor Lawrence can do the same thing to me, I don't, you know. Who beats me doesn't, it's not a concern for me. For those that, you know, in the end, I think even the Clemson fans, the people that had to say about it, they were saying that you should have done this earlier, you should have waited later, you shouldn't have the timing of it. Personally, in looking at it, I think it was handled about right. Now, I do believe Dabo when he says that this is not an 8-game contract, that Trevor has to go out and play well. And I do believe Dabo when he says that we're still going to play both quarterbacks and Kelly still have a role in this thing. Most of the statements that happened last night, we hadn't heard from him except for last night about it. Mm-hmm. Heard from Tony about it, Tony Elliott about it yesterday. Are, I think, aimed at A, keeping Trevor motivated, and that's going to happen, he's a freshman. But B, and I think the most important part of this change is keeping Kelly Bryant engaged.
I find it really difficult to believe that they're going to continue to do the two series rotation.
Well, let me throw this out to a possible scenario.
Mm-hmm.
He's a senior.
Yep.
So you would know that. And he's got a lot of guys on the team that are close, and you know that. But the team knows. The team sees. The data is overwhelming, I think. Or not overwhelming, but clear. But is there a chance that Trevor Lawrence doesn't play well at certain in a certain game against a certain defense in certain weather with certain whatever? I mean, is there a chance that he doesn't continue to set the woods on fire offensively? Hey, like A&M, he didn't light up A&M. So is there a chance that, much like the A&M game, you're going to need Kelly Bryant?
There is a chance, yeah.
So is there a chance that Trevor Lawrence, like Kelly Bryant did in the Georgia Southern game, is there a chance that Trevor Lawrence could get hurt?
Absolutely. It's football.
Well, to me, one of the most important aspects of this most recent move is you've got to find a way to keep Kelly Bryant engaged. And if that takes a couple of series in the second quarter, or if that takes the statements that they're making right now, because I still believe that there will be a time where Kelly Bryant has to make a play or a drive or a series or a half or a whatever, where he needs to make win a game or have a big play in a game. So if you just came out and said, no, that's it, Trevor's a guy now, the two quarterback system's over, that's it, then it would be easy for Kelly Bryant not to be engaged.
That's why they're doing this kind of coach speak thing, right? It's not an 8-game contract, it's a week by week basis. Trevor's earned the right to try out there first.
What happens?
That sounds like to me.
Well, you understand it's a very important thing they're doing.
Understand that, but you're going with a younger, more skilled guy at quarterback right now. That's right. What you're doing. It doesn't feel like you can go back to the older guy now. It doesn't feel like you can fuck up that again.
But if you have to,
in the case of injury,
or
in the case that he completely blows up and throws four picks against Boston College.
Right. Then, I mean, I think they're doing a great job with that. If Kelly Bryant's not engaged and comes back like Cole Stout did through two pick sixes against Georgia Tech, and he's not playing at all and he gets rusty and pouts and whatever, then it could end up costing you a game later on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the staff has handled it brilliantly. They're handling it with kid gloves, but they're handling it brilliantly because still, I still think there's a short yardage package for Kelly Bryant. In the zone read, I think there's a place for Kelly Bryant that put him in a short yardage but yet play action off of it and get away a big play in. I still think there's a red zone opportunity out there for him. I still think, again, injuries are a guy playing, but you're going to need Kelly Bryant at some point in time, so sure. Don't give up on him now, and don't say anything discouraging now. And Kelly's not going to give up anyway. I don't think that's his personality. The guy's fought and persevered for years. I don't see that. But keep him engaged. There's nothing wrong with that.
You can keep him engaged to an extent, but at some point it falls on the player to keep himself focused and keep himself ready to play at any point in time.
But you know this, Zach. Mm-hmm. You know this. If upper management came in here and started screaming at you every day and telling you how bad you suck compared to, hey, man, look, you're doing great, but let me just try this one thing better. You're going to respond to that. I think the staff knows Kelly Bryant, knows his personality.
He's a senior quarterback.
Right, but I'm going to trust how they're handling this like I've done everything else. Would you agree that Bryant needed to play well at A&M in order for Clemson to win?
Yeah.
So you needed him there?
Absolutely.
So up to this point, have they handled it about right?
I'm not knocking that at all.
Right. Well, then, moving forward, keeping Kelly Bryant engaged is very important, and let's see how they do with it. I think
keeping Kelly Bryant engaged is important. I'm not willing to say it's more important than continuing to develop Trevor Lawrence.
Remember when are you going to limit him if you put Kelly Bryant in for a series or two in the first half of games? Is that going to limit Trevor Lawrence's development? I don't know. I think the staff's very, very good at player relations.
Sure.
And I think that's a very important part of the game. And I'm going to trust what these guys do with that. And I'll tell you this. When Kelly Bryant comes in the game, won't have a bigger fan than me. That said, the data was overwhelming. And we'll go over that in the next segment maybe. But it's clear to see what has happened through all that. I think they did it at the right time. For folks that want it done before now, I think you can make the argument that would you have beaten A&M without Kelly Bryant? I don't know the answer to that question. Kelly had scored 3 touchdowns on his drives, and Trevor scored 1 touchdown on his drives. So I think you can make that argument. So with that said, all that preseason talk we said about Lawrence, I think they handled it right. Now, moving forward, it's pretty clear that the kid's ready. It's pretty clear that he's a dynamic playmaker. It's pretty clear the offense is different with him in there. And the sheer data tells you that the running game's better, the horizontal passing game's better, and the downfield passing game's better. So now's the time.
Let me ask you this then. What Saturday at noon.
Yeah.
Be in the stadium for Trevor Lawrence's first start as a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah.
If you had to guess now, I know you're pushing this, keep Kelly engaged. What do you see playing time in the first half?
I think you'll see 2 series or 3 series or and then maybe a Kelly Bryant drive or maybe the start of the second quarter Kelly Bryant drive. Let me say this.
How do you think that would be received in Death Valley?
Good. Fine. I think, A, most people trust Dabo. Mm-hmm. You don't. I see the little turning your head over there.
I don't think it would be received well.
Let me put it to you like this. What does Dabo have to do to earn the trust of a fan base? Where is he?
Is it a lifetime contract or is it year by year?
Did he not say it's an 8-game contract? Or you want to give Trevor 8-game contract no matter how bad he plays?
No.
Here's the thing you got to say too. How hard would it be? You ever had a girlfriend break up with you and try to get back with you?
Yeah.
Did you get back with her?
Yep.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the same?
Nope.
Okay. What if? What if?
I broke up with her, by the way.
What if Trevor Lawrence goes in there, bangs his shoulder a little bit. It's not quite right. And he's still able to play. They would throw it, but he's not ripping him downfield, man. Shoulder gets a little tight. Or
you shut your mouth.
You know, what happens if he's not, doesn't quite grasp it? I believe he's going to play well, but what happens if he goes down? How hard is it to go now? Oh, by the way, Kelly, I know we didn't rave about you and all the great things you did for our program. I know we said that we weren't going to play you anymore and we were going to do what's best for Trevor now. But by the way, buddy, I'm sorry. We still need you.
You went with the younger, the better player.
Right.
In the fourth game of the season.
And you're going to still do
that. Hold on now. As an undefeated team, ranked number 3 in the country, after the guy that you just replaced led you to the college football playoff last year. There's no kid gloves anymore. That's out the window. You benched a senior quarterback for a true freshman because he's better. Because he gives you a better opportunity to win.
That's what happened.
Kid gloves. Kelly has done nothing wrong. Kelly has played well, and the statistics bear that out.
That's coach
Kelly
speak.
Has done well. Yeah, but you have to do it.
I get it, but I'm telling you, the kid gloves aren't there anymore. That's out
they
the window.
There.
They're gone.
No, they're not there. They're not the, gone. That's
the
what,
simple
listen.
Premise of flipping them in the depth chart. They're out. It's over.
No, because Kelly's going to play
you keep
in
him
the
engaged,
first half of games.
And you expect the culture and the fact that he's a senior quarterback to keep him engaged.
No.
That's what you expect, and you demand from your players across the board.
Here, if that was not the case, then he wouldn't play in the first quarter, in the second quarter, or the third or fourth drive.
Should he?
Yes, he should, yes. Because he didn't play bad. He still deserves to play.
I think you have a package
doing,
for him. I'm
he was
with
doing
you.
Well, right.
You let him play in certain areas. A one-quarterback system works better than a two-quarterback system. That's just the facts. That's just the facts. Let the kid play. Let it
He's
be his team
play.
And see what happens.
He's going to play. He's already played more drives. He's already done that. Hadn't played more plays, but he's played more drives. Mainly because they score so quickly with him in there. I just personally see that this staff does a great job, and this staff is around these players, and this staff knows their personalities and knows how to handle things. You know, they've got one of the most important aspects over there is sports psychologists, and talking to him, I'm sure, about how to handle things like this. These are still kids. These are still, you know, good kids. And these kids are playing a pretty high level. I trust this staff to do what they... I don't trust North Carolina staff. I don't trust Kansas's staff. I don't trust... Put it this way. You trust Nick Saban?
Do I trust Saban?
Yeah.
With a football decision?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saban's doing it. You trust Kirby Smart? He's doing it.
Yeah.
Those guys are doing it. These guys know more about it. Trust them is what I'm saying. And at some point in time, I hope you don't, but at some point in time, Kelly Bryant's got to make some big plays for you in some big game, some drive, some play, somewhere, and all this is doing is keeping him engaged. You disagree with that?
Listen, I'm with you. I just think you've done enough. You talk about the coaching staff and how much you trust them. I trust them in the culture they put into place.
Right.
And the person that they've recruited.
And that culture is very important.
And that culture is supremely important. And the culture they put in place, the people they've recruited to come play here at Clemson. I believe Kelly Bryant is of enough character and a higher quality person to know that he has to keep working and be prepared at all times.
You hope. But by saying these things and give him a little bone, and that's all that is. Then you do it. So there you go. Short break. Good segment, too, by the way. I enjoyed that. Short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Phone calls, text, tweets, more after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
This Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., Sports Talk with Phil Kornblut will be broadcasting live from Your Pie. Get great food and enjoy Sports Talk with Phil and get the latest on your favorite teams this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Your Pie in Clemson, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
Head to Bojangles for Chicken Supreme snack for just $3.99.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Riding is a passion passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Performance issues are more common than you think. Over 25% of new performance cases are guys under the age of 40. There's no reason for men to turn to weird solutions or do nothing at all when they can turn to medicine and science. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects men with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat performance issues. There aren't any snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements, and prescription solutions are backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. And you save hours by going to 4hims.com. You just answer a few quick questions and a confidential review with a doctor, and products are shipped directly to you. Being your best means top performance. Try Hims for a month for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for details. Go to 4hims.com/OOB5. That's 4hims.com/OOB5.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I'm going to remember the 25th night of September. I don't know why. I'm just going to try to remember. I barely remember the 24th night of September from last night. Hey, my friends at Robinhood want you to try out their brand new investment app, and it's going to teach you so much. You'll learn so much from it. You're going to enjoy it. It's like fun to do as well. It lets you buy and sell stocks, and all this is commission-free. And really, they're trying to work with everybody here, not just the wealthy. The wealthy can afford to do whatever you want to do, make mistakes. But you know, most of us out there are looking for a non-intimidating way to become involved in the stock market. One of the biggest parts of this is the design and the ease to use and easy to understand. They have charts and market data. Place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. You can view and sort things along their app that really help you. This is learning to build portfolios, learning to discover new stocks and track your favorite companies. And you get a personalized feed on this thing. It's about as easy as it gets
to something that could be complicated. Robinhood is giving listeners of the show a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up today at mickey.robinhood.com. That's mickey.robinhood.com. Our telephone numbers, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me say this, Zach. You know, we talked about this during the break, and I think this is pretty doggone important. I was talking to a current player yesterday. We're talking about something else totally. He called me about something else. And he said, he asked me about it as a oh, by the way thing, which I didn't mind talking about, obviously. And I don't want to get into the whole part of the conversation because, you know, most of it's like off the record talking about stuff. But and again, we were talking about something else. But he said, hey, what'd you think about that? And I said, you know, I get it. And, you know, this, and this. And he said, you know, I agree with the move, blah, blah, blah. But then he says, you know, how you do it is just as important as doing it. I think what he's getting at is that it's important to make the move for the best of the team, right? You can understand that. We all agree upon, not all of us, most of us agree
sure,
upon that.
Sure.
But his point, and from being inside and knowing the culture, how you do it is almost or just as important. And so, again, I yield to that. To that. That person knows more about it. On the radio, QCT says, KB was awful versus Georgia Tech. Awful. But on the radio, it's easy for us to do this kind of things because we don't have to live in that building, live in that culture, live in the future, and those kind of things. And you don't know what you're going to need down the road, too. So, in the end, this program, this culture moves on as a result of Dabo Swinney, who I think does a great job of these types of things. That's why I trust him through all that. All right, 654-ROAR. Joe is in our nation's capital. Good morning, Joe. It was yesterday we talked about this, and here we are. I thought we saw this thing happen. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, man?
Fantastic.
I just want to say real quick, and I'm going to take it off air, your response. Dabo did the right thing, which we all knew was going to happen. Now, as far as them playing Kelly Bryant, I think Kelly Bryant, the playing time will go down as Trevor Lawrence continues to get better because the level of playing, the level that he's playing at, I don't think Kelly Bryant can keep up with him to stay on the field. So I predict the next three games, by game eight, Trevor Lawrence he'll be playing the whole game. And if Kelly gets in, it'll be mop-up time because the young man is he's a special quarterback. And to compete with Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, you got to have a special quarterback. And that's why Clemson brought him there. That's why they gave him the scholarship, to be special.
I would agree with all of that, Joe. I do think that we've already started to see it. I think Georgia Tech, we started to see it more. I think Georgia Southern, we saw it. And then I think that Georgia Tech, we saw it more. We'll continue to see more of that. Let me give you a stat, Joe. In 21 drives, Kelly Bryant has produced points, or the offense, not Kelly Bryant. The offense produced points in 8 of the 21 drives. In 23 Trevor Lawrence drives, the offense produced points in 15 of them. That's the data that Dabo was talking about last night. The data points out. How about that, man? I mean, you're a true freshman. For 23 drives, you have points on 15 or 23 drives. And I think we will continue to see that. Because, look, here's the thing, too. Lawrence is going to get better. He's a freshman. I mean, Bryant's going to get better, too. But at a certain point in time in there where freshmen, your leaps are going to be a little bit better just because as you get more comfortable, you see more things. Your ceiling's higher anyway, but I think you're right in seeing that. I do think we'll still see packages and maybe some early games in there for Bryant, keep him engaged and keep him fresh, keep him without getting rust on him. But what we've said all along is we think at some point in time the talent's going to take over and the data will present that.
And plus, all the guys on the team play elevate. Justin Ross. We ain't really seen Kendrick yet. Deion with number 10. He ain't really got on the field yet. T. Higgins, we have seen a whole lot of Galloway. these guys gonna, man, these guys know they're gonna get the ball if they open, and it's just exciting to see the potential of the team once this guy really gets the rings and go with it. I
agree with that. I tell you, one of the biggest things we'll see, I thought we saw it this past week with the running game, was opened up. The RPOs is what Lawrence has done and will continue to do better. And look, other defenses are going to show him different stuff, and he'll have to adjust his RPOs and those kind of things. But we're starting to see him make checks, and that's important, making the right checks. All that stuff's important too. But I think one of the things we're going to see is everybody knows he's going to throw it downfield. Everybody knows the running game's a little better. I think that horizontal passing game, and you mentioned Darion Kendrick. I think Amari Rodgers is going to benefit here too, because those linebackers and safeties aren't crashing down on that horizontal passing game. The running game is there a little bit too. I think the horizontal passing game, those balls out in the flats, those screens and those quick throws out in the flats, I think you'll see them get a lot better as a result.
I can't wait to shut, man. We're going to punish Syracuse.
I hope so.
They're going to get punished Saturday.
I hope so.
It's payback.
Joe, I appreciate it, man. Be safe in our nation's capital. Thanks an awful lot. Zach, I think that's going to be a big thing here is obviously the downfield passing game is better, and we'll continue to see that.
Sure.
Was Saturday, and again, Tech's not the great example of this, but was Saturday, I thought we saw what you and I've been talking about for a long time now, is the running game's going to get better because the safeties aren't crashing down in the box?
Mm-hmm.
Can we now say that because of the quick release and the accuracy of it, we know that the horizontal passing game is better with Lawrence in there, but as a result of the downfield passing game being better, of the running game being better, can't you see that the horizontal game now gets better too?
Yes, it would open up the field more for that to be possible.
Okay, interesting.
Interesting.
Logan is in Easley, South Carolina. Good morning, Logan. How you doing?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're great. Hope you are too.
I'm doing good, just getting off work. I was calling, like, I was reading some of the comments and people at work. I work at, you know, at BMW. So a lot of people talk, a lot of Clemson fans, a lot of fans of other teams, and a lot of people support the move, but I still got love for Kelly. I mean, like, he's got two losses last year, one of them against Syracuse, which I wish he would start so that way he could get, like, his revenge, because he shouldn't have been playing anyway because he was already hurt. And I think if he was 100%, we would have won that game a lot better. I'm not disagreeing with Dabo, but I don't know. It's just that Kelly put in the work. Trevor is better. But I think Kelly put in the work to earn the starting position for at least one more week, especially against a team that, you know, that beat him last year.
Well,
I listened to your opinion.
Thank you, Logan. I appreciate the phone call. You know, one more week, one less week, 1 week too early, 1 week too soon. I don't know that. I trust this staff knows what they want to do and where they're going for it. And let me throw this out. Delvin, hang on if you can, because I'm going to come to you at the top of the break. Let me throw some of these numbers out. According to David Hale, did a great drive charts. According to him, the FBS points per drive average is 2.31. Kelly Bryant point per drive average 2.48. So that's slightly above that. Trevor Lawrence points per drive 4.22. Now, those aren't... You can't say he's almost twice as good, or, you know, because those aren't the right numbers. You know, different defenses, different looks. Kelly played more against Texas A&M. I thought Quant made a great point yesterday when he said, well, it's not like Kelly didn't play against Furman, Georgia Southern, and Georgia Tech either, because he did through some of those. Some of those injuries, you know, we missed those. That's not all. In third and fourth downs, Kelly 8 of 13 for 161. Trevor 10 of 14. 197, a touchdown, no interceptions. But Kelly gets third downs with his feet a little bit through there too. The total yards, Kelly 129 plays for 839 yards. Trevor 122 plays for 1,004 yards.
the longer drives, the bigger plays. Quite frankly, I'm astonished by that number there. I think maybe the biggest thing we've seen here is that, Zach, in 23 drives, Trevor Lawrence has been on the field. Clemson has scored in 15 of those 23 drives. It's a pretty doggone good little ratio right there. Let's continue talking about it. Delvin, I'm going to get to you at the top of the hour. Looking forward to that. Canty Foundation Specialist. We've got some rain going on now. We're going to have some rain in the next few days. I hope that the flooding isn't an issue where you're listening to us this morning. I also hope for wherever you are that you don't have a crawl space that's a major issue. So if moisture is underneath your home, things can happen where it's not a good deal for you. Among what we're talking about there is the mold and the mildew, and that's not great for your family. You don't want them breathing that kind of air. Make sure that your crawl spaces are dry spaces. Make sure your crawl space doesn't have any of that mold or mildew. How can you do that? Let Canty encapsulate that crawl space for you. Go to CantyCanFixIt.com. Get a free quote, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them take care of you at Canty Foundation Specialist. Everybody on hold, hang on. Promise you get straight to you hour two after this.